Haines residents are gearing up for the longest night of the year.
Feel really tired and deal with it. But then dance, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there's sunshine. It's just inside us.
2 days after Christmas, we're leaving for Mexico for 2 months. A great way to manage, find more sunlight somewhere else.
I realized we were coming into the solstice and it was daylight in the middle of night. I thought I'd left a light on downstairs. It was the moon shining on the snow.
Oh, vitamin D is a thing that a lot of people supplement with. And I've never done that. I grew up never having even heard of it until I moved here. And I was like, huh, people take these extra vitamins or have these special lights. I still haven't done that. But it helps a lot of people. Or seems to.
I just like to have some light, you know, like the twinkle lights and candles going, and then, of course, dancing with my grandchildren is really special.
Today is December 21st, the shortest day of 2017, the winter solstice. Haines residents have different reactions to the extra hours of darkness, but from now until the summer solstice on June 21st, the days will lengthen. Wes Adkins is a general meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Juneau. He says the winter days in Southeast can be particularly dark.
And so with the clouds and the fact that this is the wet season, then we tend to be darker during the daylight than otherwise a clear day would be. So even though, you know, the science says that we should be getting 6 hours of available daylight, much of the time our skies are not making that daylight so available, so we're getting shortchanged.
In other words, we're not always getting that full 6 hours, but the daylight is coming back, slowly. Adkins says tomorrow will only be about 35 seconds longer than today. The days lengthen more quickly around March. That's the midpoint between solstices, called the vernal equinox. Until then, we're spending our days tilted away from the sun. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.